Hello, listeners. Welcome back. This is Randy Bignall, and today we're diving into one of the most fascinating abilities of the brain, its power to reshape and reorganize itself. Yes, we're talking about neuroplasticity and neurogenesis. Imagine having the ability to rewire and adapt to new challenges even as we age. It's all about how our brain learns, recovers, and stays resilient. Let's explore this incredible capability together. Neuroplasticity is the brain's remarkable ability to reorganize its structure and function in response to experiences, stimuli, and even injury. This ability is fundamental to learning, memory, and recovery. At the core of neuroplasticity is synaptic plasticity, where the strength and efficiency of connections between neurons, called synapses, change. This process enables learning and memory formation. When we're exposed to new information or skills, changes at the synaptic level, such as long-term potentiation, or LTP, and long-term depression, or LTD, help encode that information, setting up the neural foundation for future learning and memory storage. But synaptic plasticity is just one piece of the puzzle. Neuroplasticity also occurs at a larger scale within neural circuits. Repeated exposure to certain stimuli strengthens connections between relevant neurons while weakening connections for unrelated stimuli. This ability, called experience-dependent plasticity, allows the brain to adapt continuously to our surroundings, fine-tuning neural circuits for efficiency. Neuroplasticity shines especially bright in recovery from brain injuries and neurological conditions. After an injury, the brain can reorganize itself through a process known as functional reorganization. This includes neighboring neurons taking over functions of damaged areas, forming new connections, and rerouting pathways to restore lost abilities. For example, in cases of stroke, rehabilitation therapies, like constraint-induced movement therapy, encourage neuroplasticity to help regain motor functions. It's also important to note that neuroplasticity continues into adulthood, allowing us to learn, adapt, and develop new skills throughout our lives. Activities like learning a new language, playing an instrument, or regular physical exercise promote structural and functional changes in the brain, contributing to cognitive health and resilience. Beyond healthy brains, neuroplasticity offers promising opportunities for recovery in neurological conditions. Techniques like repetitive transcranial magnetic stimulation and cognitive rehabilitation have shown success in promoting neuroplasticity and restoring lost functions in conditions such as traumatic brain injuries, stroke, and neurodegenerative diseases. Ultimately, the brain's ability to change and adapt through neuroplasticity supports not just learning and memory, but also recovery and well-being. This adaptability allows us to acquire new skills, adjust to challenges, and recover from setbacks throughout our lives. By understanding and harnessing neuroplasticity, we're unlocking new avenues for enhancing cognitive health, well-being, and developing treatments for neurological disorders. Thank you for tuning in to this exploration of neuroplasticity and neurogenesis. The brain's ability to reshape itself is truly inspiring and offers hope for lifelong learning and recovery. Join us next time for more insights into the remarkable inner workings of the brain. Until then, keep challenging those neural pathways.